Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
John Hansen in for Bob Surratt till 9 today. We'll do it again tomorrow starting at 5 in the morning. And the big news yesterday, and we've been chatting about it, are the new CDC recommendations. Here to chat about that is Dr. Chappas from Northwestern, of course, and this segment sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Our emergency medicine and sports medicine at Northwestern Memorial Hospital, Dr. Chappas, thanks for hopping on the line with us, my friend.
Good being with you, John.
Yeah, I just wanted to just make sure I understand the CDC's new guidelines. I'm sure you've had a chance to review them about COVID cases, that if you're asymptomatic after 5 days, you are free to go about your life with diligent mask wearing. So whether you were asymptomatic the whole time or not, if you are after day five, you can walk around with a mask. Am I getting that all correct?
Yeah, I think that everyone's scratching their head a little bit right now, John, because it's reliant on individuals obviously being forthright, being responsible to themselves and to others. But that is accurate. It's a 5-day quarantine, and then once you're asymptomatic and you're not expressing any symptoms, then you can go about in what you've actually already been doing, which has been wearing a mask out and about.
What do you think about them?
You know, I think that I would have liked the CDC, let's not forget that about 4 days earlier for healthcare workers, they had dropped it down to 7, and then all of a sudden there's another change. And so I think that the fact that there's different changes and there's inconsistencies is what unfortunately provides a layer of question from the public. And I think that's probably most of our healthcare workers and those who have been working on this for the last 2 years' biggest frustration, is that there isn't a single consistent message that you have some idea of what's coming, rather than just basically dropping a message and then 3 days later there's another message.
Their science, or the science that they used to back this up, was the idea that you're most likely to spread the virus either before you're symptomatic or in that day or two where you have started seeing those symptoms, and a little bit less so days 2 to 5. Is that what you're seeing, or what the science that you've been reading about, especially with this newest variant?
Well, it is, and I think I've kind of been saying this for a while. Sport and sport and entertainment seems to have been driving a lot of what we are doing. And if you remember when COVID first happened, you know, the sport of soccer was the first to return. NBA, NFL, all of them were looking at how they can get back on the field and create these controlled environments. Essentially, what you're seeing is the same thing, but now trying to do it across 300 million people or the world, for example. There's obviously a lot of individual variations, and people will respond differently. Generally, though, what we're seeing with this virus is that the virus load peaks, you know, in a short amount of time and then rapidly declines. So overall, broadly, it is in line with what we're seeing with the virus, but we also are seeing people that could be negative, testing negative while being symptomatic, and then all of a sudden they test positive 7 days later. And so, you know, there's going to be some questions and areas that people are going to be confused, as they have been for the last 2 years.
Yeah, it's a messy situation. Is it also, I guess the encouraging thing about it is that we continue to hear stories that Omicron appears to be less severe, causes more mild cases. Obviously, that's true if you're vaccinated and boosted as well. Are you buying into that yet, or are you still waiting to see how the data plays out as this virus takes over the United States?
You know, John, this is where I stand. I stand where that if you've been vaccinated and you have a definite layer of protection and should give you some confidence in being able to go out and about and act as normal as you can. And if you've been boosted, that gives you an additional layer. So for me, I think that, you know, the CDC and healthcare providers need to continue to push that message about being vaccinated. And it's not about targeting one group or another or separating the groups. But in our world of medicine, you know, when we have the ability to prevent horrible outcomes or deaths, we have to be honest. That's our job. That's our oath that we take. And it's, I think it's being lost in this message. So the 30% or 35% that are still not vaccinated, especially in those that have, you know, comorbidities or underlying risk factors, You have to get vaccinated. And then there are still going to be those individuals that don't have any risk factors. It's like Russian roulette. And we're seeing individuals that you would otherwise never think that something bad can happen to them with COVID that are unvaccinated and are unfortunately having horrible outcomes, including death. So my message is, if you're vaccinated and you're boosted, you know, the guidelines are unfortunately still put you in this layer of restrictions, which is confusing to people. And we really need to be speaking and be very direct about the population that's unvaccinated.
A lot of people I've been hearing from that aren't scientists say that the science is settled. Asymptomatic people don't spread this thing. Do we know that? Did I miss a memo on that? Or is that maybe where the guidance that we're getting is leading that way?
Well, I think it's hard to say it's a direct line that if you're asymptomatic that you're not spreading it. The reality is that people are waking up in the morning and saying, oh, I feel totally fine, and are really just not being honest or questioning what they're actually feeling. And then they go out and about, take a test 48 hours later, the results come back 72 hours, and it was positive. And they're like, oh, yeah, you know what? That scratchy throat or that little congestion I had, I thought it was normal, but it was a symptom. And again, so we're relying on individuals' subjectivity to try to be as objective as we can in something that is leading to a wide pandemic.
Well, if you were to ask me over the last 2 years how many times I think I've had COVID, I'm probably at about 45 times because I'm very hyper aware, as people are. And in a way that sort of it dulls you a little bit to think that this isn't COVID. And that's been the hardest thing to figure out is who should be testing. If I'm vaxxed and boosted and I have a little headache in the morning or a little scratch in your throat, I mean, should I be going to get tested? Should you wait a little bit to make sure it's not just something that was there for 5 minutes and then it's gone? Like, I think that's where a lot of people are right now.
Well, I think that's where, you know, I think that's where you're going to probably have countering thoughts. And my thought is that if everyone else around you is vaccinated and you're vaccinated, running to go get a test or seeing people stand in line for 7 hours so that they can see the double line, what are we accomplishing
right
there? And if anything, we're creating a large panic in a population that is protected. And we have to start getting away from that. That message has to start going away. But if you're unvaccinated, then yeah, you do need to know if that you have COVID, because if you're someone who needs to get greater therapy, if you need to watch yourself to make sure that you're not getting worse, because you have a 10-day window there, if you do get worse, that is lost to be able to protect you. If you're unvaccinated, knowing if you have COVID is critically important.
Right.
If you're vaccinated, you have that protection, and we're seeing very, very, very good outcomes in those people. And so that's the population that needs to not panic.
John in for Bob till 9, 312-981-7200. That's the phone number, always has been. And you can text us in your questions if you got any for Dr. Champus. Doctor, joining us here from Northwestern Emergency Medicine and Sports Medicine at the hospital there. And Doctor, I wanted to recap again what you were saying earlier about the idea of getting tested if you have like the minor headache. And, you know, it's obviously up to each individual person, but if you're vaxxed and boosted, you know, maybe you don't have to. Because really, the test is to give you an idea of, obviously, if you have it, what you need to do about isolation. So if you're at the point where you have very mild symptoms, maybe it's just best to assume you have it and to treat your friends, family, coworkers like you do, right?
That's exactly right. And I think employers are saying the same thing, and they're being conservative. So they're saying, you know, if you do develop symptoms, if you're having a fever, if you're having, you know, upper respiratory symptoms, headache, don't come to work until you feel better. You know, do you need to get the test? Do you need to add that layer? Which is then obviously putting a strain on others getting tests. I think that's where I would say, no, you don't. Just presume that you're COVID. If you're vaccinated, you're protected. And then in 5 days, 6 days, you can return as long as you're asymptomatic.
Yeah, there was a lot of people that got tested before the holiday. I think well-meaning people that had no symptoms whatsoever were vaxxed and boosted and were going home to people that were all vaxxed and boosted, and they tested positive. And it's just this, you know, I feel for people that lost their holiday because of that. And it's just hard because each individual, it depends on who you ask, whether they want to know for sure, whether they don't, or et cetera, et cetera. I had a text from the 815 wanted to know, Is there a test that you can tell if you did have COVID but you were asymptomatic? Is that worth knowing? If so, is there a reason to go get tested? I mean, like an antibody test. I guess at this point, like that, there's no test that would really strain the system if everyone was trying to find out, did I have COVID or not?
No, that's exactly right. And quite frankly, it is the antibody test. We've been talking about antibodies from the beginning of this. But the reality is we don't know what level of antibodies is still protective. And that's what people are looking for. And they're saying, oh, well, I have antibodies. I don't need to get the vaccine, or I'm still protected. And that's a false sense of security. And people sometimes are looking for that, either to validate how they're thinking or to be able to lean on that as to, you know, that runny nose that I had. But the reality is the antibodies and the level of antibodies really do not provide us an objective idea of if you've been protected or not.
Yeah, I had a couple texts from folks saying, well, one says, you're crazy, John. All the vaccine boosted people in our family have passed it to each other. Now, I don't know if this texter is saying, I'm unvaccinated, what's the point? Or if they're just saying, well, this thing is going to spread. But to that point, yes, of course, vaccinated boosted people are having breakthrough cases. But of course, and you know, just to reiterate one more time, I mean, it is insane the difference between unvaccinated to vaccine boosted, the symptoms and the results of someone getting the COVID positive result.
Yeah, I mean, we've been dealing with this for 18 months, and people that have been vaccinated, and in sport as well, we've been seeing people that have been vaccinated that get COVID. That's going to happen. It's a virus. It's going to spread. That message, again, something that's been confusing and shouldn't have been part of the issue, is a vaccine, the goal of the vaccine is to keep you out of the hospital and keep you out of the grave. It's that simple. That's what the vaccine's purpose is. It's not there to stop you from getting the virus or getting an upper respiratory infection. It's going to make it less. It's going to make sure that you're protected. And the other population that is not, the concern what we have is that we can't predict who's going to have a horrible outcome. It's literally like putting a bullet in a gun and spinning it and then start, you know, deciphering if it's going to be you or not. And for us in medicine, you know, that is a very tough pill to swallow, knowing that you have the ability to protect somebody and people are choosing not to.
There's like 4 or 6 people, maybe 8 people you're going to gather with for New Year's Eve. You're all vaxxed and boosted. No, obviously, each person can do what they want, but you don't need to require everyone to get a test necessarily, even during this crazy time. Or would you recommend that?
Listen, I think if you're vaccinated and you have a population and everyone is comfortable with the fact that you're vaccinated and you're boosted, you don't need to get a test. Obviously, it depends on what your plans are beyond that.
Right.
If you're going to be meeting somebody, if you have to get to work and you have to show that. So those are the individual variations there. But again, a vaccinated population is one that is a much, much mitigated risk and a safe place to be.
Yeah, the problem is we all want one-size-fits-all answers, and there are none in this entire run of COVID. All right, Dr. Champas, we're out of time. Thanks for your time today.
Take care, John. Be safe and happy new year.
Yeah, always appreciate it.